Now, at just 16 years old, Julie Dolan became the first ever captain of Australia's representative women's soccer team, now known as the Matildas. Throughout her career, Julie has been a true pioneer for women in the sport, with her success memorialised in the FFA Hall of Fame, her legacy honoured with the Julie Dolan Medal, and now her commitment to the sport recently recognised, and she was named on the 2018 Queen's Birthday Honours List. She's now a member of the Order of Australia. To find out more about her amazing career, we are this morning joined by Julie Dolan. Jules, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks for having me on.
Now, let's take it back to the beginning. How did you first become involved with soccer?
Oh, way back in the day. Look, my family has, I've got five siblings, so, and four of those are boys. So six in the family, there's almost half a team. So out in the backyard, it wasn't too hard to get a game of footy organised. So, and playing against the boys constantly, you know, that certainly pits you at another level, even at that age. So, and back in those days, you know, there weren't too many girls teams around that you could just have a casual game against. So it was always boys. And a lot of the football for me was in the backyard with my brothers.
What were some of the biggest hurdles you faced in your early career? You said just then that kind of there wasn't a lot of games around for girls. There wasn't a lot of chance for girls to get involved in the sport.
Yeah, look, there were the competitions, the organised competitions, and that became better organised as the years went on. So it was always on the improve. But the biggest hurdles anyone such as myself faced was, you're trying to balance a career and playing for your country, and it just wasn't possible in those days. You either chose one or the other. So because there was a fair bit of commitment. I can remember being out six nights a week and,
gosh,
you know, and then playing all day Sunday, or, you know, similar to that. So, you know, even though employers were very good and did understand, they didn't always have the capacity to find temporary replacements. You know, every time I needed to go on tour or chose to go on tour. So, and also because you can't really pursue a career, I found myself picking up jobs that, you know, weren't really career oriented. So to replace me when I went off on tour wasn't awfully difficult, I don't think.
And then to add to it all, you were just 16 when you became the very first captain of Australia's kind of representative women's soccer team. I can't imagine doing anything with any level of responsibility at the age of 16. I was lucky if I could get off Facebook or stop painting my nails for 5 minutes. What was it like taking on such an important role at such a young age?
Oh, it's a huge honour, Jess, and as you say, it's an enormous responsibility, but I had the backing of every single player on that park, and I knew that every one of them gave 100% every single time they went out there, and that made my job so much easier. So you don't really think about it when you go out there and you have such support behind you.
Mm-hmm. You once said that you kind of believe that the code is leading the way in recognising the contribution that women are making to sport here in Australia. Do you think that this is still the case? I know that there's been a lot going on in women's soccer over the last few years in terms of kind of issues regarding pay levels and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of the codes have caught up. And they're starting to recognise the product that women's sport is, and they're putting resources into it. So we've seen the emergence of the women's AFL, the women's rugby sevens. They're powering along, and the resources are being put in it. And I think the public recognise also that women's sport is what it is, and they like it because it's not a men's game. Of course, there's still, you know, the majority of us who like the women's sport, like the men's sport, you know, so it doesn't matter. But there is a difference between the two, and there's a growing number of people, I think, who appreciate that.
Absolutely. You mentioned before kind of going on tour and travelling the world with the soccer team. What are some of your fondest memories of your time travelling the world?
Oh, I think the amazement in those days, because, you know, it's 15 and 16 travelling the world and going to places like China and turning up and they'd never seen people with strawberry blonde hair and And they were all in, you know, dark uniforms, and every uniform was the same. And I remember playing in one stadium there, and we drove the bus into the car park. And when we came out, you know, there was probably, I don't know, 10,000 bicycles parked in the car park, because that's how they all travelled around. And but they were all the same colour, and they all were the same style. So I'm thinking, you know, we have trouble finding our car in the car park at Woolies. But imagine trying to navigate that.
Oh my gosh, I could
like,
not.
Do you just take one black bike because everyone else has got the same?
Yeah, or? And just hope for the best, knowing that it's not got a flat tire by the time you get home. Oh my gosh. Soccer here in Australia, football kind of around the world, it's become, and especially here in Australia, it's becoming such an enormous game. It's becoming so, so hugely popular. World Cup's kicking off. What do you see the future of soccer here in Australia as being?
Well, it's interesting. I was just reading an article this morning where they're saying there's a declining popularity in soccer.
And
I thought the same, you know. But they're basing it on attendance figures at A-League games, and you know the soccer is constantly struggling to do well. So therefore, like at this time, there's this increased hype and popularity around the sport because we've got the boys playing tonight. So there is a lot more interest. And look, certainly women's soccer and grassroots footy is booming, but I don't think it's going to be sustainable if our elite teams aren't performing.
They've got to lift their game on the international stage if we're going to keep interested.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it gives the grassroots players and those that are starting to look at elite levels, it gives them something to aspire to. Now, if we're not producing at the top end, then they start to look elsewhere, like overseas.
Absolutely. It has such an enormous knock-on effect when our elite athletes do well on the international stage. Jules, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks so, so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
That was Julie Dolan. She was the first ever captain of Australia's representative women's soccer team. She is an incredible, incredible force in the soccer community. Recently honoured on the 2018 Queen's Birthday Honours List, now a member of the Order of Australia. What an incredible, incredible woman, incredible life.